Okay, so we're learning Briti Shalom from Avshalom Arush on page 92. Mitzvah Hashem, middle of the page. The power of sight and the power of thought. Thank you so much. The Sefer Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in the holy book Or HaChaim, Parshas Achrei Mois, Parshas Achrei Mois. Kotev al hechrichiyut shel shmirat ha'einayim. He writes about the necessity of guarding the eyes in order to merit to overcome the yetzer benavim yiktzat levarav, and we'll bring a few of his holy words. Imat shinuyim banusach lakadat ha'avanah, with a few changes in the way it, he wrote it, in order for it to make it easy for us to understand his holy words. Our Chaim HaKadosh Masbir, our Chaim HaKadosh explains, Shema Shekadu B'Tchilat HaPerek, that what it says in the beginning of the chapter over there, K'maaser Eretz Mitzrayim Esher Yeshavtem Ba'alot Ha'asu, like the actions of the Egyptians that you dwelled in their land, you should not do, U'K'maaser Eretz Kenan Asher Nemevi Etchem Sham Ba'alot Ha'asu, and also like the actions, the deeds of the people who live in Canaan, that I'm going to bring you there, also you should not do, and don't go according to their laws. Medubar ma'asei zima. It's talking about
lewdness. Improper.
Yeah. Talk about
lewdness
stuff. That this explains what immediately further on the Psukim, Matchila Torah et Parashat Arayot, the Torah begins, the whole Torah of Arayot, of immorality, right?
Illicit relationships.
Right? Each man can have any relations with his relatives. And there's a long list of Yisurei Ariyot, illicit relations. And behold, in the overcoming this lust of to illicit relations, the Chaim writes like this: Hinei adua, it's known, kol ha-mitzvot asher tziva Hashem l'am kodesho, all the mitzvot, all the commandments that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. It's a commandment that a man could withstand them. And he has the power to turn himself towards the will to do them. Except the mitzvah to separate yourself from the arayot. That to turn one away from this taiva, the talui ve'od gomim. It depends on a few other causes.
Factors.
Okay. Kmo she'bar b'hemshech, I'll be explained soon. Mishum she'arayot en davar she'nafsho shel ha'adam chomedet. Arayot is something that a person's nefesh covets. Mimela chemda oneset u'machicha oto la'asotam. Not automatically, this coveting forces him to do these things. Klomar, this means kol ha-mitzvot adam yachol ha-asot u'lishamer ima she'asur. All the mitzvot a person can, is able to guard himself from what is prohibited. Milvad ma she'kashur l'tava yedua. Right? Besides,
provided that
what has to do with the Tava Yedua, the famous title. Shesham Yeshna Chemda Gdola. Over there is a great coveting. Shadam Le'echol Yitgaber Aleha. A person could not overcome it. Ela Al-Yedea Chakat HaRa'ud VaMachsheva. Only through distancing his sight and his thought from it. Kmo Shemamshich HaOr HaChaim, like HaOr HaChaim continues, V'zo Lo Shono, this is his Lashon. Zulat beitatzmut achakat shnei dvarim adam. If you don't overcome it, from distancing these two things from a man. What are these things? Al-Hakat al-Ta'ayn, distancing one's eyesight. Al-Hakat al-Mahshaman, distancing his thoughts. Im shnei elu lo yaseh, a person won't do these two. En adam shalit beruach zerich al-Ta'ayn. A man is not in control of this spirit to get rid of it. Ki kol shelo tiyeh lo al-Hakat al-Ra'ut b'davar, as long as he doesn't have distancing of what he sees. Even though he distances thought from it, he won't control himself to get rid of this force that forces him to desire. Even if he guards his mind completely, he's only dusha, but he sees, he won't be able to control it. And also the opposite. He closed his eyes completely, but his mind is still roaming around there in that world. He won't be able to overcome the Yetzirah.
But I thought we were, up until now, we've been talking about the possibility that man is able to do it. He is able to overcome it. If he guards his eyes, if he guards his
mind. That's what he's saying. You can't overcome it.
He doesn't.
You could guard your eyes and guard your mind. You can't overcome the Yetzirah of you. You guard your eyes, you don't have the Yetzirah of you.
So that's overcoming.
But it's not like the other mitzvahs, which is just do it or don't do it. Here, it's not do an aveva, don't do an aveva. Go be with that woman that you saw, not to go be with her. It's not to see it, then you won't go be with her.
We have the choice to look and not to look.
Exactly, that's our choice, and not to want and not to want that woman that we saw. If one saw a woman, yeah? He's already in trouble.
We have the choice to also to guard the thoughts in the mind. We don't want that thought, we can take it out. We can substitute a different thought.
But we're saying uprooting the tab also means that you can uproot the tab, meaning that you don't have the tab anymore.
Only once you guard your eyes and your brain, you can uproot the tab.
Right.
Tetze ulmar imayse sheram amam rabban shel chassidim. Go and learn from the story of Avraham, the rabbis of the Hasidim, the pious, he calls it Rabbi Ezra, right? Pious, the Hasidim. She'af shebevadai lo yalo tzadihu, machshava lo tatava. Even though, of course, he had no hihu, no thought, bad thought, no thought about this taiva. You know, remember the story? That the Satan came as a picture of a beautiful woman, an image of a beautiful woman, and he took two.
Poked his eyes out.
And the Malach came and cured it. So he said, of course he had no taiva, but mitzad kocha ul, he wanted nechshava. From what he saw, he almost fell. Not because he had bad thoughts and he wanted to be with a woman now, the beautiful woman now. Shetechav, sherama sherah, immediately when he saw what he saw, he gaber bo yetzer hara, be'esh bo'eret, at shekimat shavar vera, yetzer hara, overcome him with the flaming fire, until he almost did an avera. אם לא שמשמיים הצילו אותו, if not that from שמיים they saved him, יפעד כבוד התורה והחסידות, the reason of the cover of the Torah in the חסידים שלו, ובזכות בסירות נפשו שהיה מוכן להתבזות וליצוק נורה בעמרם. Right? ובזכות בסירות נפשי יד, he was willing to be disgraced and he was screaming, נורה, there's a fire in my house, a fire in my house. Ah, it's a different story, yeah.
This is the story where he climbed up to the women were staying in his attic. He climbed up the ladder.
Right.
And he yelled out.
Right. Another story. And also from Meister Rav Matya ben Charash, that's the one with the blind eyes. Shebachal Samei Nav, Ayadei Shana'at Masferim Ulabani Ben Nav, through that sticking these burning nails in his eyes. Miyad Kshevin Shebigal Marei Enayim, Walori Kashen. Immediately we understood that through what he sees with his eyes, he might stumble. אף על פי שוודאי לנו שרבימת המחרש לא חשב כלל על אותה טבע, even though it's obvious for us, רבימת המחרש didn't think at all about this time, כמו שרואים מה שעשה, like we see from what he did, he took a thing, blind in his eyes. We know people were blind, right? And they had all the time in the world. You know, didn't see the woman, right? You know, I forgot his name, what's his name? The blind guy, he's a singer or something?
Ray Charles,
Stevie Wonder.
Anyways, yeah. Machshava, yad, Adam. Thought are in a man's hand.
So maybe you could say that it doesn't matter if the eye, they're blind, they still can have a taiva.
Of course, that's what it said, exactly.
So what does it help to do Shmiras Anayim?
Yeah.
Anyways, I can't see.
Shmiras Anayim alone doesn't help.
You have to guard the mind.
That's what he's saying. If you guard the mind alone, won't help. You have to guard the eyes.
You do both.
Exactly. But once you guard your eyes and learn holy things, so you're guarding your mind. If you use your eyes to look in the Gemara, to look in the Chumash, to look in holy things, so and
so
hear all these good things.
Filling the mind with holiness.
Exactly.
The mind's not going to have any.
Exactly. Yeah. And then all you have left is to close your eyes and go outside. Very easy. That's simple as that. The thought are in a man's hand. Now we'll talk about the thought. We talk about the eyes. Now talk about the thought. שלא תאים שמירת העיניים והחקת הראות. Guard your eyes and distancing yourself from what you're seeing, right? It will not help אם לא יחיל את הלב עכשיו, if you won't distance the taiva from his thoughts. כי יכול להיות שהוא לא מסתכל על שום הרי הסוד, because he's not looking at anything privately. He lives in Asharim and he's only in the house of his magician, nowhere else. אבל בעיני הוא כה, but inside in his internal eyes, his brain, who חושב מחשבות של תאווה, he has thoughts of taiva. ולכן צריכים דווקא את שתי העבודות. Therefore we need דווקא these two עבודות. Both of שמירת העיניים and of שמירת המחשבה, guarding your eyes and guarding your thoughts. ממשיך וכותב, it goes further on, תאו חיים, המצאת אומר שדי באחד מהשניים, בין מחשבה לא טובה, ובין מראה לטוב, בשביל שאדם כבר לא יוכל לשתות על התאווה. Comes out that it's enough that one of the sides will fall, and the person won't be able to control the time at all. You can have a bad thought or a bad sight, and you won't be able to control the time of the new time he has. בכל שכן אם ישנם שני הדברים יחד, if he has them both, he sees and he thinks when he sees. שהרי אדם חלוש כנגד תאוותו, a person is weak. The person has to know his weaknesses. He's weak when it comes to this type. That's his weak point. The few things that are weak. Learning Torah is weak by people, and also this type are even more. The question can be the person already fell in the eighth level of this bad, meaning he already stumbled and fell in this type. Of course, he's already in the hands of this type. And then what can he do? What is he going to do now? צריך האדם לחשוב תחבולות. The person has to think about תחבולות. What's תחבולות?
Purpose. Goal. Deeply.
When you make a war, you have to find all kinds of...
Clever. Cleverness.
תחבולה. What's your red stuff there?
What's the shortage?
תחבולה, it has to be written.
Strategy.
Maybe strategy. תחבו את החד.
Tricks.
He has all kinds of tricks. How to make this war against this tyrant. Shibishiyash, and I mean it's when just to get these two things. The eyesight and the thought. ובזאתי נרכב באדם תכונה לרד את הילה אחר זה. And by this will be נרכבת will be built into a man. תכונה. מה זה תכונה? Okay, what תכונה is? You won't go after this. להשליט הרצון בחפץ הטבעי. And he will be able to take the רצון or control his natural desires. You want
with his will, he will be able to control.
Tikkun is attribute.
Attribute?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And a person will be able, meaning the neshama will control his body through guarding your eyes and your thoughts. וממשיך אור החיים הקדוש בקטע מאוחר יותר, אור החיים הקדוש continues later on, וזה לא שונה, that's what it says. נחזור לעניין שבאנו עליו. Let's go back to what we began with. כי בחינת החושב דבר הלבה, one who thinks about דבר הלבה, but new, תגביר החפץ, תשתיתנו ברצון. Right? It will make the desire stronger over controlling his will. Meaning he wants, doesn't want, but he won't be able to control it. He doesn't want, he wants Hashem, but he won't be able to control it.
Why?
Because if he one doesn't guard his eyes,
he doesn't guard.
Someone has thoughts about this taiva, the cheshik, desire of this taiva, victories over the what he knows is right. And then he becomes the victory over the desire, what could be only through distancing from his mind. And not to see, shundal ki'u, anything which asur to see. Right? Seeing a woman that's nude, b'chlav. V'lo yachshov, he shouldn't think about it. But even now, think about that. What if his eyes will watch it? He never mistaken. Now he's in danger. K'master v'yamelech ala shalom. And k'stoy v'dal yamelech. Sh'nizbar v'dava v'ram ha'shara. T'ro libo sh'ayach halal v'asa ma'asa. He didn't have any yetzer. But do you know the story? Is that a man from Bathsheba?
He didn't desire.
Huh?
He had a desire.
No, what happened?
He saw her
what?
On the roof. She was
How did he see her? Well, he was a woman. There was a curtain there. Yeah. The man was on the roof doing both of them. I don't know what he was doing. And there was a bird flying. And he took his arrow, he wanted to shoot the bird. And the arrow went and tore the curtain. And then he saw it. And once he saw it, he desired. Okay? ואפילו תחילת המחשבה לדבר הזה תגרום תגבורת ואולי תביעות אחרי תגבורת. Even just thinking about this causes a person natural desire to get stronger and stronger. Yeah, we don't want that. We don't have to get. We have enough natural desire. We don't have to give it more power. But as in Chakim Chachamim, that's what it says about Shlomo HaMelech. He says, "Bni, if yifatur chataim, my son, if the sin comes to seduce you, al tova, perush, don't go in with these desires, these seducing ideas. B'toem enitan, don't go start. Why should I do? Why shouldn't I? Don't think about it." Change your mind to something good. It's hard to translate this. Don't go with the Yetzirah into think about it and don't change your thoughts from good from different to different thoughts. When it starts coming to you, change your thought to a different thought. Because once you cut, don't go into the Yetzirah, you don't go into Masa Matan. You know what Masa Matan is? Negotiation. You don't negotiate with the Yetzirah.
You'll lose.
You lose, exactly. Because he called you think about it. And I hope here in the stupid, sick state of Israel, we'll also understand that one day.